Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Glenn and Helen Show.
We're calling this one Alberto, podcasting from the center of Hurricane Armageddon.
Okay, actually, it was about like a medium bad thunderstorm, and the worst damage we've seen is a couple of blown over chairs on the deck. But we were watching CNN trying to make a lot out of this, and we figured we'd try our own hand at hurricane alarmism, too.
Unfortunately, we're not much better at hurricane hype than they are. Guess we better stick to our regular programming, but we hope you find this rather amusing.
It started out as a vacation like any other, driving to our rented beach house like we do every year. We're driving through beautiful Dothan, Alabama, actually in the Ross Clark Circle, as we drive around Dothan on our way to Point South, and I must say it's a lovely town. Beautifully put together, lots of strip malls and inexpensive yet nice hotels for people spending the night on their way to the beach, and an endless array of Applebee's and Waffle Houses and refreshment. Really a paradise. The sort of thing that 50 years ago when you were driving cross country you would have believed was much too nice to believe in, and that people now think of as kind of a,
Tacky,
yeah.
We're on our way here to the Forgotten Coast, which is the Gulf of Mexico, and it's very uncrowded, so we don't want you to come because we like having the beach all to ourselves.
Yeah, stay away. In fact, forget you heard
about it.
Okay, we're passing a sign here. Apparently July 1st and 2nd we can go to a gun show and a national peanut festival. What do you think? Do you think it'd be worth coming back down for, Glenn?
I like guns better than I like peanuts, so, you know, we're betting 500.
A peanut festival. I've never been to a peanut festival, but hey, it sounds like a good time.
Hey.
No sooner had we gotten to the beach, though, than we heard that a tropical depression was bearing down on us. Then it was upgraded to a tropical storm.
We're out here on beautiful Cape San Blas, looking out at the beach. The water's blue, the sky's blue. You'd never know there was a tropical storm bearing down on us like a freight train.
I wonder if we're going to be able to ride it out.
I think we're going to stand here on the deck like Shepard Smith in the middle of the storm, recording our impressions for our listeners, if we survive.
I don't know that we will, but we'll try our best. We'll just send all the kids and everybody away and brave it out as best we can.
That's right. Podcasting from the eye of the storm at the Glenn and Helen Show. Things looked normal, but we wanted to see if there was a sense of dark foreboding. Not so much, I'm afraid.
No.
Okay, we're here in downtown Apalachicola, where
people are fearful that the hurricane is coming straight for them.
They're trying to hide their fear with a thin veneer of normalcy, but we can see fear everywhere as the hurricane bears down on Apalachicola.
Let's ask a few teenagers around town what they think.
Here's a likely-looking young lass. Are you scared of the hurricane?
Terrified.
Terrified? How come?
I'm afraid the hurricane's going to kill us and we're going to get swept away.
Are you reassured by the local authorities' claims that there's nothing to fear?
No.
And
never.
In fact, the local authorities are claiming there is no hurricane at all. What's that all about?
Denial ain't just a river in the Florida panhandle.
Sure.
What about you, young lady? Are you scared of the hurricane?
I didn't know there was a hurricane.
Well, they're covering it up pretty well, aren't they? Are you scared at the thought of a hurricane coming here and killing your whole family and washing you to a watery grave?
Well, no. I thought I'd just sleep through it, honestly.
Well,
some brave women we see here.
Absolutely. Denial runs rampant in Apalachicola. So we're at Verandas in Apalachicola, and I'm talking to, what's your name?
Kelly Stevens.
And are you shaking with fear for the oncoming catastrophe of nature?
No.
No? How did it work out last time with Katrina? According to the news reports, Apalachicola was completely scrubbed from the face of the earth, and there was nothing here but a patch of sand. And yet, this restaurant seems to be doing pretty well. Do you think they exaggerate these problems?
Yeah, just a little bit. We had a lot of storm surge over towards East Point and Lanark and this area, but nothing. I mean, some of the places along the water got flooded, but not everybody.
So how do you think you're going to ride this one out? What's your hurricane survival strategy?
Probably just stay at home.
Just stay at home. Yeah. Why didn't I think of that? Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
At the Piggly Wiggly in Apalachicola, there's no panic buying. In fact, there's nobody in line at all but us. And we're not panic buying. We're just getting food.
Maybe there's nobody here because they know something we don't. Have you ever thought of that?
Uh-oh.
Right,
So it doesn't look like anybody's panicked about the hurricane. You're used to them?
Then the storm hit with its full fury.
Okay, this is the part where the intrepid reporters stand out in the teeth of the storm and bravely show that even though they warned everybody else to evacuate, they're tough enough to face the wrath of nature. Okay, we've got the wrath of nature around us. I'd say the breeze is about 10 miles an hour. It's not actually raining at the moment.
No, but there's some palm trees swinging in the wind over there.
Yeah, and there are waves out there. Of course, they're about the same size as they were yesterday.
And about the most dangerous thing we have around here is a swimming pool next door that doesn't have a fence around it.
That's a real hazard. Now, let's survey the damage. Okay, what damage is there?
There's not as many people on the beach today.
The economic fallout from Tropical Storm Alberto is bringing this community to its knees. And let's see, we've got a couple of deck chairs blown over.
Yeah, and there's some puddles of water on our deck.
If we just get some footage of cars splashing through the puddles, but this is an audio podcast, so you'll just have to imagine that, and also the cars, because there aren't any cars on the street right now.
No, it's quite deserted, but that's not because of the hurricane. I think it's just sort of a desolate place we've come to.
It's always like that here. The good news is the hurricane will probably keep people away and keep this place uncrowded. So we are hurricane profiteers, I guess.
If a podcast is a profit-making business.
Right. To be a profiteer, you got to have a profit somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, kids, don't try this at home. When they tell you to evacuate, evacuate. And even when, as here, they actually don't tell anyone to evacuate, don't go out on your deck with a digital recorder and record a podcast. Because it's probably dangerous to your reputation anyway.
Yes, it blew over deck chairs.
Hurricanes aren't always jokes, of course, but the kind of coverage we've been watching on CNN is pretty funny, watching them try to turn every 12-inch surf into something scary.
Still, I think they're better at hurricane hype than we are. Kids, don't try this at home. But you can podcast at home, and we usually do, although this time we're podcasting from a rented home. Anyway, we hope you enjoyed this one, even if it is a little bit silly. We'll be back later with more of our usual fare. You can check for updates at glennandhelenshow.com. Or at our blogs, instapundit.com and drhelen.blogspot.com. Or you can subscribe via iTunes. We like that. In the meantime, have fun on the internet.
Talk to you next time.